remembering God's faithfulness. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. Psalm 86 verse 11. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs 16 verse 3. These are all very familiar scriptures. The keywords we usually seem to notice are unite, trust, and commit. These scriptures refer to us taking positive action, which is essential on our journey with Jesus. When we trust and commit to prayer, He moves in ways we do not comprehend. If we observe the contrast between the words united and untied, we see that just one placement of the letter I changes the word's meaning. It all seems so wonderful and easy when we are on a high note in life. Our families are well and healthy. The children are safe and saved. We offer these scriptures to highlight the positive and to encourage others along the way. But when things are not running smoothly and rebellion, sickness, or tough times hit, it is important to know our place in Jesus. When I am in the right spot with the Lord, I am united. If I get out of place, I can create a whole new word and action, untied. Just one little switch changes an entire meaning. It is either being put together or coming apart. Being disciples of Jesus, we must remember these scriptures for what they speak into our lives. Psalm 86 verse 11 reminds us that we need to be taught to know His truth and to be united in His awestruck ability. Proverbs 3 verse 5 reminds us to trust in Him regardless of what our intellect tells us. Proverbs 16 verse 3 reminds us to commit all we do to Him, and our thoughts, purpose, will be established. The word of the Lord is sure, and we need not doubt His ability to hear and answer our prayers. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Our loved ones may or may not respond to the call of Jesus like we want them to respond, but God's word reminds us of His faithfulness. He hath made everything beautiful in His time, also He hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. Devotion by Julie Seidenfaden. For more content like this, please sign up for the Ladies' Prayer International newsletter at ladiesministries.com.